Let's turn to page 37, number 10, primary interest filter. You say, what's your favorite restaurant? Tell me about your favorite restaurant. And they go, this will date me. There they go, I love that restaurant, Farrell's. Anybody remember that restaurant? Yeah, Farrell's. Yeah, on the birthdays, how they bring out the woo, 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 woo. Yeah, it's old enough for Farrell's. I used to go to Farrell's when I was a kid. I want to go there on my birthday and stuff, and they bring out there, and everybody's singing, and you know, and it was just everybody's gathering around and singing, and it was just so much fun when they do that, and there was just so much energy and so much connection amongst the waiters and the waitresses and the people that were there enjoying it. Was this person, what's their primary interest filter? People and activity, right? So the question you ask is, what's your favorite restaurant? Now, that's an innocuous question. They're going to have no idea what you're talking about. And they're either going to talk about the people, or they're going to say, well, Farrell's was so great. You know, they just had, I don't even remember what it looked like, actually, to tell you the truth. But they had the, you know, there was multicolored on the walls and candy striped, and it was just such a neat place, you know? This person's going to be place, right? Now, if they're talking about things, they say, well, Farrell's was such a, it was just such a neat restaurant because the menus were decorated neatly, and I really liked the cakes that they brought out. When they brought the cakes out, the cakes were really neat, the decoration on the cake and so on and so forth. This person's talking about things, or they could be talking about activity. The activity type person would say, well, the Farrell's was such a great restaurant because there was always something going on, you know, wherever you look, there's something going on in this corner, something going on in this corner, and it was so much fun, and sometimes you get up and you'd sing or this or that. That would be more activity oriented. Food would be in things. Yeah. Oh, I love that restaurant. Wendy and I love that restaurant. Have you ever had the Quattro Formaggio? Four cheese pasta. It's so good at the Bottle Inn. Yeah, that is things. Yeah, what I would look is for the, I would look for poundage once again. Okay, and I might ask you to describe it a little bit more. What else about that? Yeah. So I'd say, well, what else about that is do you like? I mean, you really like that restaurant, the Bottle Inn. What else?
It is romantic. Great. What else do you like?
Yeah. And what I'll look is for poundage. If I think that if I feel that, okay, that sounds like it's this, I'll make an initial assessment, or I may ask for what else if I feel that there might be something else surrounding it, or it might have been just, that might have been idiosyncratic to that one time that you were there. So I might probe a little bit more in that case. Well, see, but this, we're not asking for a one-time event there. There, we're just saying, what's your favorite restaurant? Tell me about it. So if they start describing a one-time event where they had this romantic connection with somebody, then I'll say, well, tell me more about the restaurant. What else is it that you like about that restaurant? Well, the people there are really nice. Yeah, well, the guy, you know, the guy, what's his name? The guy who runs the front there, he'll take you back sometimes to the back, the wine cellar, and show you the wines, and he's just so friendly, you know, come up and talk to you, and the waiters and waitresses there are really nice. You know, that it's going to be more people-oriented. Sure. Okay. The restaurant's just a nice one to do.
It's just that there's so many people nowadays.
McDonald's is such a great piece. The people at McDonald's are so friendly. You know, they're eager, they're ambitious young people that are looking to really make their place in the world. And
Yeah.
Well, when you're here, what I would say is before changing it, when you're here, use this when we go through the questioning. And then if you want to go out in the world and change the question, I would say do it out there. Yeah. No, I know. So all I say is, like, when we do the elicitations and stuff, use this one. And then when you go out, if you say, and notice the results that you get from this one. And then if you say, well, maybe I'd like to switch it up. Yeah.
I do all.
Oh, we're going to elicit. Don't worry. You'll have somebody elicit your meta programs.
What do they say first?
Well, no, I would go with poundage on that one. What are they describing mostly? Number 11 is chunk filter size. By the way, what I'll do now, just to throw in, if they sort primarily by people, places, things, or activities, if I was future pacing somebody after we just made a change, and I knew that they sorted by people, I might say go out to another time in the future with different people once you've made that change. And go out to another situation with someone else and notice how that change sits with them. Or notice how what happens now as you're meeting with somebody else. If it's a place, step out to another place in the future. Step out to another time where you're doing something else if it's activity. Yeah. So you can incorporate these to really begin to tailor interventions and stuff right inside that person's propulsion system. Because that's how they sort. Chunk size filter is global to specific or specific to global. If we were going to do a project together, would you want to know the big picture first or the details first? Would you really need to know the other? So you say, if we're going to do a project, and by the way, this is just like the basic meta programs, Sensor Intuitor. But you say, if we're going to do a project together, would you want to know the big picture first or the details first? And they're going to answer whatever they answer. They'll say, well, I'd need to know the big picture. You go, okay, well, would you really need to know the other? Would you really need to know the details in that case? And they say, well, yes, I would. I'd need to know the big picture first, and then I'd want to know some of the details. What would that be?
Global to
specific. If they said, well, no, do you know what? It's really the big picture is all I need. That's global. If they say, well, no, I'd want to know some of the details, like how this is, you know, how are you going to keep, tell me about the financial situation, tell me about this and this that would allow you to do your big picture. Then that's going to be C, specific to global. If they say, no, I want to know the details. Let somebody else figure out the big picture. I want to know, give me my piece of it. Let me crunch the numbers, or let me do this, or let me do that. I want the specifics. Very, very important in terms of how you're going to communicate with somebody and structure your communication. Yeah, I had this happen to me when I first was going and pitching performance enhancement coaching to stock brokerages. I walked into one particular stock brokerage, and I didn't remember to use my metaprogram solicitation. And I walked in, and I said, it was kind of embarrassing, but it was a good lesson for me. Because I walked in, and I said, blah, 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 blah. And I started out all these details, and I said, I hope you're a detail person. He says, no, actually, I'm pretty much a big picture person. I'm like, let me give you the big picture. So I didn't ask the metaprograms, and I realized, oh, geez, I was communicating with this person in a way that probably wasn't best to get my point across. And then I learned that lesson, and now I pay more attention to that. Yeah. Depends on whether I'm working one-on-one, if I'm working with a group. With a group, just having a knowledge of global to specific, you could say, I'm losing some people in the details. I need to make my pitch bigger picture. Or I'm not giving enough detail to make this effective. I need to get some more details into the presentation. If I'm working one-on-one with somebody and I'm developing a relationship with that person, because for me, selling is not about closing a sale, it's about opening relationships. So if I'm opening in a relationship with somebody, I'll probably want to know the best way to communicate with them. So say, hey, do you prefer big picture or details? What are you most comfortable with? Yeah, if we're doing a project together, would you be interested? Would you need to know the big picture or the details? I'd ask him right out. Yeah.